Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Mike Dixon, the head baseball coach at Division III Rowan University down in Glassboro. The Profs having an outstanding season so far, ranked number one in the country in one poll. They are 14-1, and they have won 11 straight. And first of all, Coach, thanks for the time and congratulations on the early success.
Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate you reaching out and excited about the way we've started off.
Did you come into this season, or I should say, what were your expectations coming into this season?
Well, I think coming off a team last year that was 29-18 in the regionals, we were really a sophomore-heavy team last year. And then we had a couple transfers that had come in from some junior colleges and some other institutions. And I knew coming in that we had a pretty good team, and they've really gelled together and meshed together as you know, as really one as a family, and so I was excited about what we had coming into this year.
I think it's impressive. You played, it looks like, I think, eight games down in Florida, and I know you played teams from all over down there, but I've seen a lot of teams go down to these games in Florida and struggle. You guys ran the table down there. How big was that?
Well, I thought we played a very tough schedule down there, and to our kids' credit, they really got it going right from the get-go down there. We were able to offensively, we were scoring a bunch of runs and playing defense, and we got solid pitching throughout the week. And when you do those three things, you're going to be tough to beat.
For people that aren't familiar, who are some of the kids leading the way here to this success?
Position player-wise, first baseman Anthony Harrell has had a tremendous year going into it. I want to say, he's hitting over 500. He's probably got an OPS of around 1,500, something like that. Danny Shane has been a catalyst for us as a leadoff hitter, getting on base and really jump-starting that offense. And Dylan Mendel, our shortstop, has been hitting as well as anybody in the lineup. Again, OPS around 1,200. He's done a fantastic job. On the mound, really all of our pitchers have done a good job, but kind of our standouts, Andrew DiPiazza, who was a transfer in from Mercer County College, he tied our single game strikeout record down in Florida with 15. And then Dan Serino, who's been our number one for the past 2 years, really pitched well against UMass Boston, who was number one in the country, really pitched well against Randolph-Macon, who was number 10 in the country. So really those two guys have stood out, but we've also had contributions from Andrew Cartier, who's done a great job in his starts, and coming out of the bullpen, Justin Smith has done a great job. But really what's special about this team is every night, really, it's somebody else who's stepping up. Yesterday we really don't hit as well as we have been. And Monty Strickland throws a kid out at the plate, saving the game. Game-ending, throwing somebody out of the plate. So, really, it's been somebody different every night. But those players have stood out to this point.
Is there a discussion you have with the kids that, I mean, not that success is anything new to the program, but, 14-1, number one in one poll, and you've beaten so many high-profile teams that, letting the kids know, hey, we're going to start getting everyone's best effort every night because we're a team now that everyone's going to circle when we're on the schedule?
Sure. I've had that conversation when we came back from Florida and we'd moved up the polls. That we were going to then be the team that everybody was chasing. Going into the season, I think we were ranked 35th in the country. And I think our team was felt a little slighted in that sense, and we felt that we had some teams that we need to beat to get to where we wanted to be. Well, now we're the team at the top, and teams are coming for us. So yes, we've had that conversation, and I think our players are going to be able to handle that.
And just to get back to the pitching, I don't think it can be stressed enough how impressive the numbers are across the board, as you pointed out. How much has this group, you know, if I had told you about this level of success, say, back in October, did it seem like this was the ceiling, or have they exceeded as a staff expectations for you?
Well, we knew when you have an Andrew DiPiazza and a Dan Serino at the top of your rotation, they're two players that are potential draft picks this year in the upcoming draft. They're high velocity pitchers. So they set the tone right away. Andrew DiPiazza has already been drafted one time. So when you have two guys at the top of the rotation, that really helps out throughout, and it allows you to maybe move some guys down or move some guys to the bullpen that really helps strengthen out that entire pitching staff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.